$25,000.
You know that I can't win.
Keep your non-winning tickets. They're good for second chance contests at Silver Ticket Cash Stops all over Iowa. Get special offers and discounts, too. Get all the facts at TravelIowa.com.
We're gonna celebrate.
Woo-hoo! If you've been searching for even more excitement from the Iowa Lottery, you just found it. Because PowerPlay 10X is back. PowerPlay 10X can multiply your non-jackpot Powerball prize, so a $200,000 prize could be worth $2 million. That's a lot of bang for one extra buck. But PowerPlay 10X is only here for a limited time. Don't wait until the show's over. PowerPlay 10X from the Iowa Lottery. More bang for your buck. Visit IALottery.com for official rules and details.
Woo-hoo!
Friday mornings, Mike Schultz, the entertainment editor and movie critic for River City's Reader, comes in and tells us what he thought of the Drek that he had to go see the previous week. This Furry Vengeance, I went out of my way. You know, usually the first thing I do is I go to rcreader.com to read your reviews of every movie, even movies I'm not interested in, because I like reading your prose, man.
I appreciate that. Thank you.
Well-written stuff, but that's this nice. Week Thanks. I went out of my way to avoid it. Because I wanted
so
to experience it fresh.
Oh, wow.
Furry Vengeance. Can we start? Can we start there?
We might as well, right? Just get it over with.
Was it bad?
Sweet Lord God. For about 2 minutes, I was going, okay, maybe this won't be the worst movie I've ever seen type of thing. I was like going, all right, it's terrible, but it's kind of bad. And then Brendan Fraser, you know, who
is how is he?
Oh, Brendan Fraser. When did he turn into John Candy? But not good. He's not a funny John Candy, but it's all about, look how fat Fraser is, and look how ridiculous he looks as a big fat man on screen. It's obscene. Wow. He has to get squeezed into Brooke Shields' lycra spandex jumpsuit at one point. And the joke is all about, look at all the rolls of fat that are like dripping out of this suit. You know, they really just make him look disgustingly bad in this. And it's like, that's nothing against him being fat. It's just like, don't make gags about that. He's kind of out of shape now, and it's not that funny.
Hmm.
But it's basically, it's an hour and a half of rodents attaching themselves to his nuts. Basically, that's it. It's just crunch, you know.
Well, you know,
you might have just sold two tickets.
It's genital jokes for an hour and a half. I mean,
not the worst thing, is
he gets like he gets the sprinkler launch shooting in his crotch. Uh-huh. He spills coffee in his crotch.
Does
he falls on the roof.
Does he do this take where you go, really?
Yeah. He falls on the roof and lands right between his legs. It's like, it's just genital jokes for an hour and a half.
So it's not the worst thing ever.
It's pretty close.
Yeah.
It's really stunning. It's shockingly bad.
Yeah.
Yeah, it really is. It's he gets sprayed in the face by a skunk. I mean, you know what you're going to get.
Yeah.
But it's also, you know, we have to make all the animals kind of human. So they all kind of talk to each other and go, what? You know, and you're like, oh, what kind of universe am I in right now?
So the animals speaking. High five?
The animals don't high five. Oh. They don't do the yes, but they do almost every other thing that you can imagine.
Yeah, see the clip I saw. They're
shocking.
They're like line dancing or something.
Oh yeah, there's a scene where they kind of boogie down, and I was horrified. And that turns out it was a dream sequence, so that made it a little bit more bearable. But they basically talk through the movie. They make
plans.
Why
do you need to make it a dream sequence if the animals
are already talking,
doing human things?
Right.
Why does that have to be a dream sequence?
Well, I didn't understand either.
So
it just makes everybody look terrible.
At the end of everything, does he finally kill all the animals?
Wouldn't that be refreshing?
Yeah, exactly. He puts poison out, and they're all dead.
And they all die.
And that's the end of the movie.
Just him
just
shoveling animals off the highway for another
steps on
hour.
One.
He makes some sort of obscene rat coat, and he just walks around and
walks into the sunset wearing the animals he killed.
That would have been great. I would have been on board with that. It's hard to tell if the animals or the humans were more irritating in that movie. Man, oh man.
It was
awful.
Worse,
it wins.
Worse than Cop Out?
Yep, worse than Cop Out.
Really?
This is the new one.
Furry Vengeance, I think the bar has been set low enough that I don't know that you're going to beat that this year.
I don't know. That's going to be rough. That's going to be really hard. Michael Bay doesn't have a movie coming out, does he?
No.
Then we're probably
safe.
Yeah, and that's probably it. Wow, shocking.
What else did you see?
The other thing was... Yeah, it's Licensed to Wed Bad.
Okay. Wow.
Yeah, it's really, really bad.
That's saying something.
And the only other thing...
We might have to have a double feature of that sometime.
Oh, for the love of God, don't.
Why,
just don't.
Crow? Why?
Just don't do it. Man.
I love it. Let's see if we can't rent out the Capitol before they close the doors and have the Mike Schultz Film Festival.
Yeah, well,
License to Wed and Furry
First
Vengeance.
One I'm showing is The Room. Have you guys seen The Room yet? The worst movie ever made, because it is.
What are you talking about?
Hi, Mark. Oh, you've got to see it. It's the greatest thing I've ever seen. It makes me so happy. I've seen that about 10 times. It's never boring.
I've seen 15 minutes of The Room.
Wow. What is The Room?
It's this German guy that made this movie.
It's kind of this erotic thriller type of thing. So he thinks, yeah.
It's
stupefying. It's hypnotic. But I think it's a masterpiece of bad cinema.
Yeah.
It's really good.
It's Manos Hands of Fate bad.
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
Every scene is a classic.
And things happen that don't make sense, and for some reason, like, they're shooting with green screens when they don't need to.
Yeah, a character shows up in the last 15 minutes who you've never seen before, but seems central to the plot all of a sudden and acts like he's been central to the plot. It's fantastic. Uh-huh. That's my recommendation for the year. And everyone just rent The Room.
And that's new?
It's good. No, 2003. But it's now getting midnight screenings in New York. Yeah. I'm not sure if it was Madison Square Garden. They just played a huge 1,000-seat venue. It's incredible.
Bad. Yeah.
Anyway, and the other thing I saw, Nightmare on Elm Street.
Yes.
Right.
Not bad. It's okay. Yeah. It just there's just no point to it. It's fine. It's not that scary. It's got maybe a half dozen kind of jumps. It's okay. But nobody's got any personality. Even Freddy doesn't really have any personality. I was kind of looking forward to Jackie Earle Haley because he's creepy enough.
Can I make a prediction?
Sure.
Saw, is it 8 or 9 comes out this year?
Yeah.
What would it be? 7, 8, 9?
Yeah, about
like that?
7 maybe.
6 or 7, yeah.
And they're
like that.
Saying that this will be the final Saw movie.
Oh, well, that's cool that they're announcing that, at least. I think it's in 3D, too, of course. But
I'll tell you why they're saying that. Because in 2011, they're going to reboot the Saw franchise and do a remake of the original Saw.
Yeah, we're going to make this one gross. Yeah, that's the idea. Yeah, of course. Well, yeah, we were talking last week, wasn't it?
I mean,
we couldn't think of how many more there were left to remake.
Good, decent special effects, good quality kills. I mean, it's got everything you want in a Freddy movie.
It's fine. Yeah, it's fine. It takes itself pretty seriously, which is kind of refreshing, I guess. It was all right.
Freddy hits a half court shot during a basketball game. He wants his check.
What was the one where it wasn't a Nightmare on Elm Street, but it was like he was gonna go after everyone who was... They were making a Freddy movie.
Oh, New Nightmare. Wes Craven's New Nightmare?
Yeah.
That was pretty brilliant.
And, like, he tried to kill Wes Craven and stuff.
And Heather Langenkamp playing herself.
Right.
Yeah, that was actually really good, I thought. I liked that one. I liked the second one, too. I thought it was pretty great.
Is the second one with my favorite horror line of all time, and it's this...
I'm your boyfriend now, Nancy. Ah! Where the tongue comes out.
Yeah, the tongue comes out of the phone, I think, right?
Yes.
It's a great one.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a good flick.
Well,
it's all right, but yeah, okay. Who cares? Whatever.
All that's opening and all anyone's going to see, the summer movie season began last night at midnight.
Did indeed.
Iron Man 2. Robert Downey Jr. is back as billionaire inventor Tony Stark, who confronts powerful forces as the armored superhero Iron Man. In this clip, he talks to Whiplash, played by Mickey Rourke. Iron Man 2.
You come from... family of thieves and butchers. And now, like all guilty men, you try to rewrite your own history. And you forget all the lives the Stark family has destroyed.
Speaking of thieves, where did you get this design?
My father, Anton Vanko.
Well, I never heard of him.
My father is the reason you're alive.
The reason I'm alive is because you had a shot, you took it, you missed.
Did I?
Okay. It's a pretty dramatic little clip for what I thought was supposed to be the lighthearted,
kind of a popcorn movie. You know, the original Iron Man was so damn good. I just hope they don't ruin it.
I need to see it again. I only saw it once. I really liked it, but the theater was it for me.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I did like it a lot.
So good, that first one. And the second one, I mean, it's always hard to do a sequel and do it justice.
Interestingly, I mean, seriously, the sequels have been better than the originals for these kinds of flicks lately. I mean, if you figure Dark Knight, Spider-Man 2.
Not that it's the same thing, but wasn't Transformer great? Transformers and the second one awful?
Good point. Touche.
Yeah.
So we'll see. I'm looking forward to it. I can't wait. Good cast. Fun movie.
All right. There you go.
Also, Babies. We should mention the Babies.
Oh, yeah.
Movie.
Now, Babies is a documentary where they shot babies around the world like they were wildlife.
Exactly. It's like a National Geographic movie for babies.
Right.
70 minutes of kids, four children throughout the world. Just showing from their birth to learning how to crawl, basically. Uh-huh. No narration. It sounds kind of trippy, actually.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Well, we won't be here next Friday.
Where are you at?
We're just taking a day off.
Oh, good for you.
Burning some time off while we can.
That's all.
Okay, excellent.
So the only way to find out about Iron Man or Iron Man 2 will be to go to rcreader.com.
Absolutely, and it'll be in print as well next week. So
that'll be there. You go.
All right, thank you, Mike.
Absolutely.
Thanks, guys. Mike Schultz. Enjoy him while you can, because soon he'll be in the American Dad movie.
That's right.
Why, Crow? Why? He's Mike Schultz. We're Dave and Darren, and this is Rock 104.9. Do you have the time?